But when it comes to business and all this, right, I always tell myself nothing can happen, because if I fail, I will learn that I cannot do that thing well yet. If I do well, then it's a bonus. You know, when I first wrote my book, I mean, I'm not the literature student. I'm not the, right? So nobody will ever think about, huh? Chin Chin writing a book is like totally not in their radar at all. You know, not their thought at all. So when I wrote the book, my friend who is a reporter, so her English is really very good, right? She told me, she's like, hey, you know, I really take my hats off you, even though it's not like really good, but for the fact that you did it, I think it's amazing. Very few people can do it. So for me, it's like, it's okay, I just do it anyway, because I will just want to, I'm curious to see what's the result.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your hype girl Dee, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, fearless people, whenever you're tuning in and wherever you're tuning in. We are going directly to Singapore, and I'm going to welcome Chin Chin to my podcast. Welcome.
Hi, Dee. Hi, friends from all over the world.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Excited. Yes. Let's get excited, because this is going to be really, really fun, because we're going to talk about something that is my passion, and I love to talk about freedom, and not just financial freedom, which is going to be kind of a red thread in this conversation, but also how to be free from anything, or carefree of in your life, in your business, and really like set up a life this way that it works on your terms. So Karen, I'm super excited to have you and talk about how to create a carefree life, because you
Thank
deserve
you.
It.
Yes, everybody deserves it.
Absolutely. So let's just share a little bit about who you are. And I am always excited to talk about successful entrepreneurs who have built like multiple different businesses, and also like throughout the decades reinventing themselves and different economies. So I'm really, really super excited to talk about you. But where did your career of being an investor and coach and all these different things that you did in your life, where has that started? Where does your journey start?
Yeah, when I was young, I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, because I know that only when you do business, right, then you'll be able to enjoy more freedom in your life, and you have more opportunity to live an abundance life. That was when I'm young, that's what I see. So when I was 21, I started my first company as a software development company when internet just came about. And then after that mobile Apple came about, I create mobile applications. And it was really interesting, because when I first started, I have nothing. So I actually just went to all the suppliers to get them to give me credit and let me do the business. And finally, by the seventh supplier, he's like, he brought his children in and said, hey, I want you to learn from this girl. You guys are similar age. She has nothing and she wants to start a business. And she gives me credit. And that's how I started. Yeah. But after that, I took a break when I was feeling so frustrated and aimless. Because even though when I was young, everybody told me you got to make money, buy the house, buy the car. And I was frustrated. I was aimless. I was quite angry. And I'm like, why am I doing all this? I mean, I spent all my time just working all the time. And that's where I pivot. That's where I start to ask myself, why am I doing this? Am I really doing this for money? How much is enough? And then I meet people who are having a better life, as in like, hey, some people are rich and they're so worried all the time, so busy all the time. Some people are poor, but they're really happy. And then like, even my grandmother, I realized, oh yeah, she's really very poor, but she's happy. And she's, I don't see her stress at all. Then I start to investigate and read books about how to be financial independent. What does it mean? How to have a carefree life and things like that. And I talk to people who have achieved this kind of lifestyle. And then I compile it and make it into a program called the Carefree FI program. FI standing for financial independence.
Well, I love this. And you also are an author of 4 books, not just one, yes. 4 books on money management. And I'm just wondering, you know, because you said you always wanted to be an entrepreneur. How does one get from having a desire to become an entrepreneur and have that creative vision and desire to help others to becoming an author? What was that like kind of inspiration that led you to become an author, and what was the thought process?
Okay, maybe I start with my thought process when I was an entrepreneur, when I was in tech first. When I was like 10 or 12 years old, I remember that's when IBM, when I do see personal computers, and then I hear stories about Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. So I know that, okay, I love technology, but when I try to learn how to type coding, right, I realize, okay, I'm not meticulous. I don't think I can do programming well, but I know I want to be an entrepreneur, and I know that I just need to get people who are good in coding to do it. And then because I love to talk and mingle with people, and somehow I love to talk to people from all ages, no matter how young, how old, irregardless. And I feel that I love to talk to old people because I feel that they have a lot of knowledge for me to learn from. So when I'm young, I always talk to quite senior people because I feel that I love to learn. So I think it's more like, you need to find out what is natural to you. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you need to find out what is natural to you, as in what is the thing that you love doing. It can be cooking, it can be art craft, it can be videotaping, it can be talking, it can be, I don't know, drawing. It can be something that you are inclined to. Like for me, I realized I like to talk to people. I like to talk to smart people and learn from them. So I think that is crucial in entrepreneurship because that's how we can learn to be out of the box and learn. So that's why I became an entrepreneur early, because Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, all of them start early. So once I graduated, I worked for 1 year and then I start my business straight away. And then when I took a break to, when I discovered Ethereum, which is a cryptocurrency early, I realized I want to tell everybody about it. And then I just, because it's so difficult to tell people what is a blockchain, Bitcoin, Ethereum. It's too difficult to tell them. So I realized, okay, why not I just write a book? And I break it to very small parts because it's very intentional. I want to tell my friends what is this about, and I want them to get a bit of it. So I wrote down all the titles and the subtitles straight away within a day. I know this is what I'm going to fill up. And I tell myself every day I want to write 1,000 words. And I know that within 1 to 2 months' time, I will get the book done. And that's how I got the book done. Every day, I just tell myself, okay, so because I'm so passionate about it, right? Every day, I just write for 1,000 words and that's it. And then when I try to teach it to my nephew was 7 years old then, he's like, I realized he can actually understand better than an adult. Because when I try to tell adult, they are not really interested to know. But when I tell my nephew, he can pick up the understanding of what is a blockchain, what is smart contract quite easily because he's open to it. So I, with him for his birthday, on his 7th birthday, I wrote him I wrote the story of how I tell him about what is blockchain and Bitcoin and smart contract on a comics book as his birthday present. Yeah. So I guess you have to find things that you really love and enjoy. And then when you do it, right, so much fun.
Oh, you guys, if you could see Chin Chin now, like how she's lighting up. And this is what I'm talking about. That is the essence of freedom and having a carefree life where you're actually doing what you love.
Yes.
Right? Definitely. And it's so beautiful. I just love this story. And yes, it is. do what is natural to you and what is really that excites you. And it's not hard. And when I say it's not hard, I'm not talking about discipline. We have to be disciplined in our work. It takes discipline, but it doesn't need to be hard. It gets to be easy. It gets to be effortless when you really, truly love what you do. It doesn't need to be stressful.
In my program, I like to talk about passive and active. So, you know, even if right now, let's say you have inherited a lot of money. Let's say you are already financially free because you are born with the money, right? But imagine a time when you have all the time and all the money. What would you do with your time? You definitely need to have something that you enjoy doing to pass the time, right? That's why I call it the active income that you're going to generate. It has to be something that you love and that you enjoy doing. That's the whole idea of, I don't think people want to work and stop work and to say, I'm retired. But what we want is we want to have the opportunity to say, okay, I don't feel like working now. I want to have the option to enjoy what I'm doing. I want to have the option to have an active income where I enjoy doing. I think that's a happier way to live our life. Not to say that I don't want to work. I don't think I don't know. If you can just relax for the rest of your life doing nothing, then I think it's also amazing.
Yeah, that's a great point. Let's back up a little bit, and I want to ask you, what does financial independence mean to you? Because we know that it means differently to different people. What does that mean to you?
Okay, for me, the number says that when you have a passive income, that means when you don't have to put effort in and that you can be able to generate income that is more than your expenses, then in theory, you have reached financial independence. So the important thing is, the reason why I say you deserve a carefree life, right? It's because I want people to realize that when you are born, you're not born to work and to earn money. That would be so boring, right? Can you imagine? We are here to work until 65 and then we will enjoy. Will you live until 65? You won't even know that, right? So I want people to recognize and to think about, asking yourself, you know, what kind of life do you want to have? If you want to have a carefree life, end of the day, if you ask 10 people, I can tell you, end of the day, the 10 people will just tell you, I want to have the freedom, like what you said, right? A freedom architect, right? I want a freedom to do things that I love when I want to do so. Unfortunately, in the modern world, where if you live in a city, then you need money. So money is the tool that helps you to get your freedom. Freedom is what you want to get. Money is the tool. So financial independence is just a way for you to get freedom. So we must recognize that from day one, because if you recognize that, you will find out what is enough for you. Let's say I spend $5,000 a month for my whole family. And if I multiply that by 300, right, that amount of money, if I were to put it in a 4% yield, my return of investment is 4%, then it gives me 5%. That's the ballpark numbers to calculate. So my point is, for those who think that freedom is really very important, then they should look into minimizing their expenses for a while so that they can reach financial independence early and they can have the option, build the fund to have the option to feel that they can do things that they love, to build a business or a side hustle or something that they love. I think that'll be fantastic. That's what I wish for everybody to have.
Ah, this is so cool. I love how simple you make it sound. And it is simple, right? I remember when I realized that, I always felt like financial independence, that's like so far away. And when I realized that I actually have a passive income, multiple passive incomes that are actually exceeding my expenses, and I didn't even thought about it, I was like, wow, it is like really so easy. So for people who don't understand what passive income is, maybe we can kind of go and explain that. And also, what are some of the ways that you included, or maybe you know about passive incomes that could be like really simple for people to do it right now?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for asking that. Okay. I think the first thing is, once you know your number, let's say, for example, you know, okay, if I can, if you're a young person, you only need like 1,000 or 2,000, right? Then your goal is really simple. It's like, okay, you ask yourself, how much do I need to earn, let's say, $1,000 every single month, right? Then you calculate, okay, I need $300,000. And then you'll be like, okay, how can I make $300,000 in my lifetime? How much more time do I need, right? And then you'll be like, okay, if I want to earn $300,000, I'm making, I don't know, let's for easier sake, let's say I'm making $50,000 a month. I know I can, a year, and I can save $20,000 a year. And then you calculate, then you can calculate, okay, by when, then using a compounding interest calculator, you'll calculate, okay, how much do I need to save now every year? And by which year, let's say you reach it by the 8th year. I know that by 8th year, I'll be able to have this $2,000 every single month. But to do that, right, how to do that? First thing is intention. Okay, I want to have $2,000 a month. I want a month of passive income. That's the first intention. The second intention is I want to break it to small parts, because $300,000 sounds a lot for some people. They may think like, oh my God, this sounds like forever. I may not even hit it. So I break it to small parts. I said, the first thing is I want you to have a peace of mind. Save 6 months of your monthly expenses. So if you have $12,000, you can celebrate for a while. Because when you have $12,000, you know that, okay, I know that next 6 months, if something happens to me, I have a security fund, I will still be fine. And this kind of peace of mind provides you with a kind of happier life, because you're not anxiety, you're not sure, right? And the phase two, I want them to look into investment. You have to put time and effort to find passive income. A lot of people have this challenge. They say, I want to be financial independent, and they never look into passive income. They just work in an active income. So it will, of course, it's not never going to happen, right? So what are the active passive income that they can look at? They can look at number one, in your own country's treasury bonds. For example, in Singapore, we have about 4% for treasury bonds. Right now, the interest rate is really high. Even for normal accounts, we can get up to 3.7%. The second thing is I want them to actively talk to, okay, there are many, many financial advisors out there, but I would say not all of them are good. But you should learn how to sieve out who are the good ones, who have the similar risk appetite as you, and can help you to manage this 4% return. Some of them can. So in my program, I do give them like an overall view of, okay, generally these are the financial instruments. They may sound very, very difficult, but end of the day, regardless of which instrument it is, right, it can be summarized into their four main components. We have bonds, then we'll tell them what's bonds, what is stocks, what is commodities, what is forex. And then using these four components, they have different strategies to manage these four components into different company structure. That's why they have different products. And then when you understand all this, right, you'll be able to then appreciate, okay, I know this is how it works. So when I talk to a financial advisor in my country, I'll be able to ask the right question. I'll be able to know the exact charges. I'll be able to know what I want to invest in with the maximum return for my country, because every country is different. And of course, for those who are more, who has a higher risk appetite, you can actually look into cryptocurrency, because I do believe that they are the next assets that you can own. But because high risk, high return, right? Some of them, most of them are just pumps and dump kind of coin. It goes up and it goes down and then it never comes back. So what do you do with it? So there are a lot of things, but the thing is the intention is you must learn what are some of the passive income streams. For example, I talk about cryptocurrencies because cryptocurrency, some of them, if you put in some of the staking mechanism, there is yield for both staking, which is interest, and the value of the asset also goes up over time. So that's like a double bonus for you, right? And then on top of that, these are the financial tools. The other part will be investing in things that you love, that you are good at naturally. For example, if you're an artist, right? What kind of businesses or side hustles that you can start with that is using arts that you enjoy doing it? That means even if you're not paid doing it, you will still want to do it. and then you get paid for it, and you have to build the business straight, slowly, right? You need to fill in the gaps. So what I do in my program is on the stage two, we need to fill in the gaps. Okay, if you want to do this business, you need to discover what are the skills you need, who are the people you need, what are the platforms you need, what are the knowledge that you need to acquire over time for the next 2 years, so that you can then implement and learn on this side hustle that you're building. Because once you build it, you know that eventually it's going to give you a passive income. For example, you know, like for coaches, it will be courses that people can purchase online eventually. For some people, young people, they love to build YouTube channels that generates incomes, that generates affiliates, marketing fees for them. So there are so many channels right now, especially because of the internet and blockchain, you know. So, but I want to get people to realize something that is really fundamental. That is, if you want to be financially independent, you must be building passive income channels, and then you can reach there. Because if you don't have that, it's only going to be active income, then how can you ever kind of to say that you have the choice to say, I don't want to do anymore? You wouldn't have it. So it has to be active income that you love and passive income that you can build on.
Wow, so good. I did so many like financial courses, and I work with I have a wealth mentor, and like I studied so much around money, but this is like so easy. Like, you break it down so it's so simple.
Thank you.
It doesn't need to be, that's what I'm talking about. You know, it doesn't need to be, because there is one thing I think that also people need to understand, that talking about money can be also triggering, because we carry different baggages around money and how we were brought up. So sometimes it's also people, even if it's simple, people don't understand it because they have a block. They just don't want to conceptualize or comprehend. And you say it in such a nice, playful way that it's like, whoever is listening to this, even if you have some money stories, like, I think this is going to be so valuable. So I love the really like simple version of what it is. And you are so blunt, like, yeah, you have to learn about it if you want to make it happen. It's like thought becomes things. That's what it is. So, you know, when you think about passive income streams, when you know what they are, and when you intentionally said, oh, this is something that I could potentially do, then you will find a way. That's how it is. So definitely. Yeah, thank you for that. So good. If people, like, I'm really intrigued about your program. So one thing that I know that you want our listeners to really take advantage of is to get on a call and to get a little bit of a tip of maybe also guidance. How to move forward. So tell us about that. And then you can also tell us a little bit, where can they find more info about your program?
Sure, thank you.
FI.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I think you summarized really very well, but I'd like to let the listeners know that the first stage is discovery, so that we can fill in the gap. Second stage is to design the life that you want. But the third stage, when it comes to execution, because I had a tech background, so what I did was I came up with a tool for people to track and monitor their programs. Because I feel that when you take simple, small steps, right, then you'll be able to do it much better, because you'll be happy because you see results, you know. So that's what I do for the three stage. But so what I do in this program is that if people who wants to feel that, you know, I deserve a carefree life, I want to know how to do it, then they can find me on New Chin Chin. New is my surname, N-E-W, Chin Chin, C-H-I-N-C-H-I-N, .coach. You can arrange an appointment, make an appointment, and I'll be able to have this 30 minutes call where we have a discovery of what you want to achieve. What is your current problem? What is the goal that you want to achieve? And then we'll see if you're a good fit to work to get you to have a carefree life.
Amazing. Guys, we're going to put all the links in the show notes so you can check it out and book that discovery call to see, you know, if FI would be a good fit for you, and if you also are fit for Karen, because it's like it, Karen Chin Chin. It's both. I didn't make a mistake.
Yep.
So if you are also, if you match with her energy and if she wants you as a student. So it's like, it's really, I feel that it always needs to be an energetical exchange. When you work with a coach or a mentor, it always needs to be that, oh, I get you. Like, I feel that we are on the same frequency, and then you decide to work with a person. So I love that you are actually giving them a choice to connect with you. Amazing. Now we're going to wrap it up, and I want to ask you a question, because you're so cheerful, and I feel like, you know, there's this, I feel that we are so aligned when it comes to facing our fears and doing it anyway. What would be like one moment when you felt really scared and you felt, oh, I don't want to do this. Maybe it's investing. Maybe it's like starting a business. Maybe it's like switching careers. Whatever that was, you felt, oh, I really feel scared, but I'm going to do it. And that was a moment that you, yeah, that was a success.
For me, when it comes to life, right, actually, I enjoy this fear because it gives me this adrenaline, this excitement. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going to do it anyway and see what happens. You know, there was once I was, now I remember, I was playing a skate. I was in a skateboard park with my nephew. He's 10, or he's 11, but I'm much older, right? And then we are on a slope and it's like, Auntie Karen, you're not trying anything. You're just doing all the very simple stuff. Then I'm like, but I'm not like you. You're a kid. Then it's like, let's just do it. And it was like half a meter height kind of a slope. And then we said, no, just do it. Then I'm like, okay, maybe it's just my fear. You know, I'm just gonna do it. Then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna. And then I just went, and guess what? I fell almost straight away. And I lay there for like 3 seconds because I'm like, I can't really move. It's so painful. But at least I know. But when it comes to business and all this, right, I always tell myself nothing can happen, because if I fail, I will learn that I cannot do that thing well yet. If I do well, then it's a bonus. You know, when I first wrote my book, I mean, I'm not the literature student. I'm not the... Right. So nobody will ever think about, Chin Chin writing a book is like totally not in their radar at all, you know, not their thought at all. So when I wrote the book, my friend, who is a reporter, so her English is really very good, right? She told me, she's like, hey, you know, I really take my hats off you, even though it's not like really good, but for the fact that you did it, I think it's amazing. Very few people can do it. So for me, it's like, it's okay. I just do it anyway. Because I will just want to, I'm curious to see what's the result.
Yeah. I love that. So much inspiration and so much encouragement. I am so, so glad that we got to hear from you, and that it's like really this moment of, wow, you know, it is easy to follow and to have a carefree life. It is easy to follow your dreams. It is easy to do what you're passionate about when you really think, hey, I can always learn. I can always go from there. And you make it sound so, so simple. So I'm just so, so grateful for your time and for the inspiration. And I want to ask you, is there anything else that we forgot to cover that you would love to share? And what are some of the words that you want to leave this podcast with?
I want to thank you for giving this opportunity. I really enjoy it too. And I really hope that everybody just ask yourself what you really love to do with your time, because we have limited time and we do not know when we will leave this earth. Our families, I would say, most important. We are most important. I feel that a lot of my friends lose themselves because they only take care of their family, but I always encourage them to also take care of yourself. And when you take care of yourself very well, then you can do an even better job with your kids. So I get people to learn about carefree life, because I feel that if you can learn it, then your next generation can have an even better life, because they will start off compounding and investing ever since they're young. By the time they're grown up, that's what I'm doing for my nephew and nieces. You know, I want to make sure that by the time they're 21, they are already have their carefree life. They enjoy, they just do things that they love to do. Yeah, and have a good positive relationship with money. You also don't want to be in a stage whereby you have a lot of money, but you're not happy with it. So I think having the correct mindset to have a carefree life is important, because everybody deserves a carefree life. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, and I love that you mentioned the like really this bringing the awareness and how the generational wealth works. Like really, that's so, so important. And I love that you mentioned that, because it starts with us. If we know that next generations are the one who will be the change makers, it doesn't start with them. It starts with us, right? So we yes. have the power to change the next generations and the next generations. So it's really like everyone can go from being really broke to create that wealth for themselves and for their families to come. So I love that. I love thank that you. Awareness. So good. Thank you so much. And I'm super excited for people to just connect with you and to find you on social media, connect with her on LinkedIn and Twitter. We're going to put all the links in the show notes and book a call if you feel that you want to, if you're ready to have a carefree life. That's what I'm going to say, because you deserve it. It's the question is if you are ready. Thank you so much, Chin-Chin. And I'm looking forward to speak to you soon.
Thank you, Dee. Well, and welcome to Singapore.
Yes. If you ever come here. Thank you. And ciao.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you, and I'm so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you, and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.